Let's talk about the PAC plan. It is the pre-authorized contribution plan. People can sign up by going to nfp.org/PAC. Just needs your name and your bank account number, card number, whichever you choose to use. There's a minimum payment of $5. The only reason we set the minimum is because there are some fees that we have to pay just to execute the transaction that we try to cover. Again, being fiscally responsible. But there's no limit to the amount that you want to contribute monthly. I think the last report from Scott LaBar and Ryan Strunk, our co-PAC chairs, that we have finally sustained over the $500,000 contribution from all our members. And you would think that that's a lot, and it is. But for the organization, you know, we average around $18 million worth of expenses through the projects and programs that we implement throughout the year. And again, during my national report, it's only a sample of things that we do. And of course, the litigation and all that, that's pretty pricey. But when we're talking about the lives of parents of blind children or blind children themselves, I mean, we can't add an expense to that. One of the things I would like to offer is, well, two things. To answer Bonnie's question directly, the PAC contributions are discretionary funding. That means that when they go into the coffers, then the president, President Mark Riccobono, has the ability to use those funds in the way that he sees fit to build the organization. A lot of people tend to have a problem with that, and he doesn't do this kind of willy-nilly. Of course, we have a board of directors and that kind of thing, so there's oversight. But the reason that we give our president so much autonomy, I explained a little earlier yesterday, I believe, is we have to be able to deal with the unexpected. Being a dynamic civil rights organization of blind individuals, there's all of the circumstances that we have to deal with cannot be foreseen. And if we ended up having to tie our president's hands, those instances when he would need to act instantly on anything that we could not have foreseen would hinder him and would make us less effective as an organization. And I will call to your attention that the proof is in the pudding. We are the oldest, largest, most powerful, not only just blind organization, but we are indeed the envy of many disability organizations and nonprofits overall. And that just means that what we're doing is working. But then I also offer, which I think is always very helpful, is the PAC plan itself creates an environment that we call the PAC test. So when we're looking at trying to spend money on behalf of the national organization, and we realize that there's some individuals that are donating to the PAC plan that are on Social Security that really indeed, and this is not an over-dramatization, making a decision on whether to send that $5 to the National Federation of the Blind or to buy groceries or medicine, and they're making the decision to send it to the National Federation of the Blind. So we indeed have to ask ourselves when we're looking at spending money, would that person want that $5 to be going toward what we're spending it on? And that's a very humbling question to have to ask. And I know, just to really put it out there, some people think that that's not true. Case in point, I'll talk about the large controversy around our blind driver challenge. Dr. Maurer says, what is it that they say blind people can't do? And they say, well, blind people can't drive. And he said, is that because blind people can't drive? Or is it because we can't gather the information needed to drive? And the answer is obvious for us. It's because we could not get the information, because most people get information to drive by looking outside of a windshield. So we embarked upon a project, our Blind Driver Challenge, that developed non-visual interfaces that allowed a blind person to drive a car. And indeed, in January 2011, we're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of that. President Riccobono, through the efforts that we did through collaboration with research and technology developers and the contributions of the members of the National Federation of the Blind, we probably spent maybe, I don't know, $500,000 just to be really out there, just to make my point. And people think that's crazy. But if you look 10 years later, and really that from that point to 10 years to today, we knew on the horizon that they were going to be developing autonomous vehicles. And the investment we made in proving that blind people had the capacity and the intellect to control vehicles had our argument around accessibility of these autonomous vehicles taken seriously. So it's because of that investment that we're proactively working in collaboration with Ford and GM and Waymo and Lyft and Uber, with all of the partners out there. There's a lot of universities that are doing research in autonomous vehicle production, because we establish ourselves as experts in this space. They have to listen to us. And we are fairly certain, based on that collaboration, that when these vehicles start spinning off, they're going to be accessible for blind people. And people say, well, you know, blind people are not going to be able to afford them. Well, no, not a whole lot of people are going to be able to afford to own them. But the reality is the autonomous vehicles are probably going to be launched in a fleet model. And that's why the Lyfts and the Ubers are out there really doing it. They're going to end up dispatching the Lyft and the Uber, the ride sharing, without the drivers eventually. Taxi cab companies will be sending autonomous vehicles to pick us up. We have to make sure that those vehicles are going to be accessible to blind individuals. And it's through that investment that we're able to do it. So yes, it did pass the PAC test. I know a lot of people thought that it didn't, but it did, because we have to be visionary We can't just deal within the moment, and that's just a testament to the leadership. Had Dr. Maurer not been a visionary, had President Carbono not, if he was not a visionary, then we might as well stop what we're doing right now. So I want to reassure you that donating to the PAC plan goes to the general treasury. It's a discretionary fund that allows us to use our discretion through the lived experience of blind people to really start advocating and impacting technology, policy, fundamental services that are going to improve the quality of life for blind people for years to come.